Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Our website's thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. Don't forget the Power Hour, the Power Mall. And it's another great day in America, as Uncle Kevin likes to say. And James Perloff, and I got the book. Got the book right here on my desk. James Perloff, COVID-19 and the Agendas to Come, Red Pilled. It's an easy read, it's relatively short, and tackles the most important issues about COVID and everything involved with it in a very hard-hitting, succinct, boom, here it is, boom, right in your face. What's the problem? Resources, here's the doctors, here's the references, whatever. Great. Very excited. These books, I don't read them all. I skim them or look over, and if something catches me, I'll read. It's very good, what I've can gather so far. Really excited to have him on. Of course, Uncle Kevin is riding shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
And across the world, wherever you are, yes, it is. Maybe not Australia with the police ripping people.
Oh, my word.
We got a big story out of that. Before we get to the news, we got news and then James Perloff. Before we get to the news, personally, I want to say thank you. Why? Because Sheriff Mack, you have supported Sheriff Mack. You have called him. Several thousand dollars have been donated to Sheriff Mack from the Power Hour. We're one of the biggest shows to support him, one of the biggest out there from way back, from Joyce, everything. And you know about the meeting September 30th with the sheriffs. This is a big deal. I don't know what kind of tricks or whatever, or between now and then a lot can happen, but we're moving forward. Sheriffs are asking about him. For 10 years, he's been a voice in the wilderness, kind of screaming. He's been John the Baptist screaming about these sheriffs.
And he beat Clinton in the Supreme Court.
And now people are actually listening to him, including sheriffs in Virginia, especially the sheriffs in Virginia. You have the head of the health department hanging over a veiled threat, an open threat, that he's going to mandate this vaccine.
Yeah.
You got Foghorn Leghorn, the governor there.
He's right behind him with his catcher's mitt.
Ooh, without the babies. He wants to execute the babies or allow them to be executed, and he wants to take your guns.
Got to keep them comfy first. Comfy.
And wants to take your guns. And who stands in the way? Sheriffs. A lot of these sheriffs being trained by Sheriff Mack. This is a big deal.
Big, big deal.
We never want this show to be solely complaining. You know, obviously we inform. Obviously we have a lot of news stories. We talk about a lot of things, dark things, some of them. But we always want to offer solutions. I got some emails over the weekend about Dave and the Thumb talking about the National Assembly, about how you talking about me, meaning I need to support this. I am supporting the National Assembly.
We think it's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea, especially people can offer their opinion, and it still all comes down to enforcement. What is the quickest, most efficient, easiest way to enforce by law constitutional principles in America? In your county, it is the sheriff, period. I don't know of any other. You tell me something is quicker, easier, and more efficient and bloodless. Tell me.
There's none. Not my pen.
Okay. If you can come up with that, please call in 844-769-2944 and tell me that.
And the sheriff's got a gun.
And he's got the force of law.
And
the FBI and the president and all of them, they all respect the sheriff.
That's right.
Because they know, you know, like Kissinger says, the unlawful we can do immediately. The unconstitutional takes some time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to take some time for them to unravel this. This is our door.
Yeah.
And Sheriff Mack, it's very important, this meeting. Sheriffs from all over the country are going to come here to Virginia to this meeting. This is a big, big, big deal. Big. And you think, oh, it's only 50 sheriffs. Only 50 sheriffs? Okay, you think 50 sheriffs is, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
50 sheriffs who are united, who are going to stand behind some of these constitutional principles, be able to support each other. So when the pressure comes, they're supporting each other. They're getting instructions. They're getting legal instructions. They know where they stand. They know their position. They know their authority, and they're not going to have something unconstitutional shoved down their throat. It is a huge massive deal.
Absolutely.
And we may get 100 sheriffs there. We may get 200 sheriffs
that's
there.
Right.
I mean, that's a talk.
And plus, they'll branch out and they'll get more sheriffs. This is
right.
a major, major, huge
and,
thing.
And for the first time, Sheriff Smack's not chasing down sheriffs.
Right.
Sheriffs
they're
are chasing
calling,
down him.
Yeah, they're calling him.
This is the big, this is the signal. This is the signal to go forward. You're sitting at home. You got $50. What can I do for America? You got $50. Give $50 to Sheriff Mac.
Yes.
You got $5,000. Go give $5,000 to Sheriff Mac.
Mm-hmm. You got $10. Give $10.
Give $10 to Sheriff Mac.
And all
of you, no matter how much money you got, all of you, all of us, let's pray for this effort.
That's right.
The phone number for the CSPOA, 602-268-9268, 602-268-9268, 602-268-9268. You can call, if you want to mail in, donations or whatever, you can do over the phone, you can do PayPal, you can do credit card, you can do money orders, checks, whatever you want to do, call that number. I ask you, there's very few things I stand on the soapbox and ask or near demand you to do.
Mm-hmm.
I am standing on the soapbox.
This is one of them. This is big.
I am standing on the soapbox
time.
And I am demanding
yeah.
as much influence as I possibly could have in your life. If you don't do it for me, do it for Joyce. And you say, well, you're using, yes, I am.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I am. I am using Joyce. Yes, I am. That's how big this is. Joyce and I have had a lot of conversations about Sheriff Mack over the years and my time with her. This was very important to Joyce. I am extremely confident she would be absolutely tickled pink about the progress and the point that he's at and about this meeting.
Yeah.
We have to try and we have to move forward. And if you tell me a better way and a better way to spend your dollars and to donate,
mm-hmm.
I don't know of it. I've spent now the first 6 minutes of the show talking about this. This is how important this is.
Absolutely.
We want solutions. This is a solution. Can you imagine in your county, if they start talking mass, the health department, the state department wants to shut down your business. You tell me what it means to be able to call a sheriff. Sheriff Jones, Tommy here from the health department says that I cannot open my bakery because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Daniel, put Tommy on the phone.
That's right.
Right now, please.
Or we'll go visit him right now.
Yeah. Tommy, yeah, this is Sheriff Jones. I'm getting some report here that you're explain to me what's going on. You're trying to shut down. Well, Sheriff, you know about the mandate dictated by the governor and the lawful order that this bakery cannot be open here, so we are shutting this down and making sure that it's shut. And if Daniel doesn't shut down this bakery, we're going to fine him. And if it keeps going, it's going to prison. Now hold on, Tommy. You're making a lot of threats here. This is not constitutional. Well, Sheriff, this is the edict that the lawful order that I've been given by. Hey, Tommy, slow down, Tommy. Slow down. The Bill of Rights is the law in this country, and I've taken an oath to the Constitution. I'm directly accountable to the people, and we're not enforcing this because this is unconstitutional and unsustainable, and you're hurting Daniel's rights to own a bakery and to feed his family. Do you care about his family? Well, sir, the law is more important. Tommy, we're talking about the law, Tommy. Tommy, we're not going to do this, Tommy, and this is going to stop right now.
And if not, you are going to jail.
And if not, Tommy, if I get another phone call like this, then I will come down there. Are we clear on this? Well, Sheriff, I'm going to have to get back to my superiors. I'll get back. Tommy, you do that. You get back to your superiors and you tell them Sheriff Jones said that you can take these edicts and you can take them and print them up and put them in the fireplace
mm-hmm.
because they are unconstitutional. That means they're unlawful. That means they're null and void.
Right.
And I'm going to interpose, and if you come against Daniel and his bakery again, I'm going to interpose, and I'm going to get involved, and I will stand in his position, and we'll see how this goes for you, Tommy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Vaccines, businesses, mask orders.
Yeah.
All these things.
All the above.
That's where we're starting with this, and that's where we need to start. Can you see the power? Nothing is quick, as efficient, as bloodless, and as complete. Nothing in such a quick manner.
Yep.
Nothing. Not this National Assembly, because they've tried for, I am supportive. Do not get the, I am supportive of this National Assembly.
I am too.
I'm completely supportive of people coming down and expressing their opinion and redress of their grievances to the government in an organized manner.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great.
I think
I think it's fantastic.
So do I.
And I think what they should do is go down to the sheriff and give their grievances and have a sheriff. Mm-hmm. That's where they should start.
That's where
they shouldn't start. Who cares about Washington?
No, they're ridiculous.
Oh, forget about Washington.
That's gone.
Take your grievances, get your National Assembly, take them on a state level, send them to the Attorney General of the state, and then to every local sheriff.
Right.
And run them up the flagpole and see who salutes, as they
that's
like
right.
to say.
Mm-hmm.
And see which sheriffs like to salute.
Yeah.
And that's where you focus your energy.
Mm-hmm. See which one's constitution or not.
Or interested or whatever. Then you get support.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of the time these sheriffs, and you have to understand, they're doing this unlawful. You got to understand, they're in the position, sheriffs, any of these bureaucrats.
They're trained wrong.
They're also, if they stand up, they're hanging in the breeze. If they're not a sheriff, then then most of them are not elected. When I'm talking about law enforcement, police, or whatever, they're not elected. So they're have to put their career on the line now to make this decision. A
right.
sheriff is accountable directly to you. So a sheriff, they can't get rid of the sheriff. He can't lose his job by doing this.
No.
Sheriff cannot lose his job by doing this.
Can't do it.
And they know this, and the governor knows this, and you've seen this in Washington State.
Yeah, they want to appoint him now so they can throw him out anytime they want.
Sheriff Songer. Bob Songer in Washington, he put out a public statement to the governor, to everybody, about mm-hmm. the governor of Washington. In his public statement, he said, "You're an idiot."
And I agreed with him.
He said, "You're an idiot,"
yeah.
talking about the governor.
He is.
These edicts are unconstitutional. They don't stand up to the First and Second Amendment, and it's hurting people and families, and we're not doing it, and it's not being enforced in my county. Period. End of story. Exclamation point.
And what everybody has to know, remember, is the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. It's just not the law of the land. It is the supreme law of the land. And if there is a dispute between the state and the Constitution always wins.
Now,
always.
Now, there's the argument about states' rights. Yes, states have rights, but that's in the Constitution also. Anything not specifically delineated in the Constitution is left to the states and to the people. Correct.
Correct.
True, true, true. But in this case, this has been delineated. It's called the Bill of Rights. The most important part of the Constitution is the Supremacy Clause, the Commerce Clause, and the Bill of Rights. You can throw all the rest of it away, and if as long as you kept those things, America would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not keeping it. That's the problem. Anyway, the Bill of Rights is clear on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, all the way to the 10th Amendment about what government cannot do to the people. Cannot do it. This is the supreme law. And the sheriffs are the supreme lawful authority in a county.
Right.
The chief law enforcement officer, the CLEO, as they say.
Yep.
We've gone on now 13 minutes about this.
It's worth it.
This is the most important.
Yep.
This is the most important thing in town. You know, we're going to talk more esoteric discussions about religious and people turning to religion and people to, well, this is, it's all related. But if you're talking about institutionally, what can you do? On a political type level, this is it. Now, prayer,
yep.
Religious fervor, religious awakening, declaring, reading scripture, all these things, obviously extremely important, the most important, the universal power will come when America does
mm-hmm.
that. But in the same time, God supports you when you support these sheriffs and the lawful protection of the Bill of Rights. Because the Bill of Rights is akin to Scripture. Save your emails about how you think I'm a heretic. I don't care.
Yeah, right.
I am telling you, I know this. It is akin to Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
The Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence is akin to Scripture.
Yep. And if you're sitting home wondering what lonely you could do to help this country, this is the perfect opportunity.
You can get $50 to Sheriff Mac.
$50, $100,
$10,
$10,000,
whatever.
Whatever, it'll go to good use. It'll go to taking back our country. We need these people so bad in the counties around this country.
Well, that's enough on that. I've I'll get off the soapbox. But this is also educational at the same time for mm-hmm. people to understand this and understand where your power is. And our founding fathers put it this way, but the separation of powers from the federal all the way down to the local, to the county level. The sheriff, notice who the most powerful person in the county was.
Sheriff.
Isn't the president, it's the sheriff.
FBI comes in and starts rooting around, wanting to spy on people. Get out of here.
What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? If you don't leave here, I'm going to arrest you. Yeah, that's the FBI.
It doesn't matter. What are you doing? What are you doing here?
Yeah.
You don't come in here without talking to me.
That's right. You have no lawful authority to go there.
And right. You tell me what you're doing, and I'll tell you if you can go or not.
Right. Exactly. The FBI's got to ask him for permission to come into his county. And if he doesn't,
They're there erroneously.
Yeah. They're there unlawfully. And
unlawfully is a strong word until the sheriff tells them different.
Right. Okay.
I would say erroneously.
Okay.
I would say.
All right.
I would say erroneously. That's how I would say.
I'll take it.
When the sheriff does say, you don't come here without talking to me, now it's unlawful.
Right. Okay.
I would say it's erroneous. Getting to the news and then James Perloff. World Bank records COVID-19 test kits exported in 2017-2018. Did you hear what I said, ladies and gentlemen? This is all over independent media. I have not seen it on corporate media. It certainly looks verified to me as much as I can verify on my computer, which isn't completely. I mean, you're seeing lists coming straight from the World Bank websites and things.
Look at that.
Things like, I mean, this is World Integrated Trade Solution, worldbank.org. This is from worldbank.org, the different tests, and this is traveling very quickly across independent media.
Millions and millions of them, from each state.
Now, what is this?
Each country, I mean.
What does this mean? It means that COVID-19 was supposedly discovered in winter, fall of last year.
Supposedly.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
So explain to me how you can have a test in 2017, 2018 for a virus or some kind of disease / virus / whatever it is that wasn't even invented till 2 years later.
Yeah, with the same name.
Can you explain that to me?
No.
Premeditation is all I can.
That's exactly,
is the only word. Is the only word I can
think
of.
The only thing I can think about.
The World Bank website has an active record for COVID-19 diagnostic tests, instruments, and apparatus exports by country in 2018. Even though the World Health Organization did not name coronavirus COVID-19 until February 2020. Oh, so it wasn't even winter of last year, February of this year. Amid this year's outbreak, there's also a record of COVID-19 tests exported in 2017. This is massive. This is big. I'm waiting for Fox, some big corporate outlet to talk about this, to vet this properly. Is this completely vetted by me? No. Is it starting to go everywhere through independent media? Yes. This is one of those things. It's like, if this is true, my God, oh my God, oh my God, what in the world is going on?
Mm-hmm.
UN forced to admit Gates-funded vaccine is causing polio outbreak in Africa.
Another massive story.
This really should be one of the biggest public health scandals of the decade, the century. But instead, it's given little attention, mainly because of the high-profile nature of the people and organizations involved. The United Nations has been forced to admit that a major international vaccine initiative is actually causing a deadly outbreak of the very disease it is supposed to prevent. Shocking as it sounds, this big pharma debacle is not new. After spending some $16 billion, with a B, B as in boy,
mm-hmm.
over 30 years to eradicate polio, international health bodies have, quote, accidentally reintroduced the disease in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and also Iran. Court documents, the UN officials, quote unquote, whatever that means, from the United Nations have now admitted that this has also happened in India. They have admitted that the vaccines are actually causing the outbreak. They have admitted that they're hurting the people they're supposed to be helping.
Yep. And who didn't know that?
Trump warns schools teaching 1619 Project will, quote, not be funded. Nice. Do you know what the 1619 Project is?
Yeah.
Remember?
Mm-hmm. 1619. That's when we started, supposedly, the United States. What a crock that is.
That's the new thing, that America didn't start until slaves were brought here in 1619. So American history starts in 1619. Okay, this is ridiculous on so many levels. To start with, 1492, if you're going to talk about white people in the Americas,
mm-hmm.
you're talking 1492, even before there's evidence with Vikings.
Oh,
and whatever,
the Vikings were here way before them.
1492, 1607, I think, is Jamestown, the first colony. Mm-hmm. So if you want to say that. 1619, the first African slaves. Okay, they weren't even the first slaves. You talk about racist. Okay, so we're gonna note black slaves, but what about all the white slaves that came here?
That's true.
So you're gonna ignore all the white slaves? So slavery for them means nothing to you? You know, just on its face. You want to talk about racism? So the slaves that came here from Ireland, we don't give a damn about the Irish slaves, but the black slaves. That not only is that the worst thing ever in the history of the world. That's when America started, mm-hmm. when slavery got here. Well, slavery didn't get here with the first black ship, a ship of black slaves.
No.
Okay, slavery didn't start here. Two, I don't think America started until 1776. Would you agree with that?
I agree.
You meaning the United States of America?
I agree.
Okay, so who brought the slaves over here?
The Union Jack.
The Union Jack is one, Spanish, two, Spanish. French, three. French, Spanish, and English, all three, had colonies here in America.
They did.
I think the Dutch did too, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Manhattan, the Dutch did too.
They sure did.
I don't know if the Dutch brought slaves.
Yeah, I don't know either.
They probably did. The French, the Spanish, the British, all brought slaves here to North America,
mm-hmm.
to what is America today? What is the United States today? So we're being blamed for, America's blamed for their actions. I just want to be clear.
Yeah, absolutely. And I always say about the slavery in America. Slavery has been going on since the beginning of time, and it's only taken America 70 years to get rid of it.
Well, somebody on the Facebook page, Kelly, I really appreciate, they posted a video by ACLU. I don't know if he's a lawyer or whatever. Called The Truth About the Confederacy.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know, hey, check this out. Want to make, it's hour and 40 minutes. And you know how I feel about long videos people send me. But I did watch 30, 40 minutes of it. I have a lot of comments. I don't think we'll have time today to go over it.
No,
I have a lot. We'll do it some other day. I have a lot of comments. On its face, what I've seen the first 40 minutes, it is, disingenuous. It is flat out lies full of them. And I'll go over them and why I feel that way.
Yeah. Good.
If people are indignant about slavery, do you know right now, ladies and gentlemen, people are being sold into not sex slavery. I mean, openly slavery being sold on the streets in Africa right now.
That is correct.
Okay. You want to start slave? You want to stop slavery? You want to get indignant?
Go
get indignant over there.
Go down to Libya and join the line.
Yeah. Go stop that.
Yeah. Go do it.
Stay tuned. More news on the other side. James Perloff coming up later.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Manna Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have on the new, I finally got a Power Hour t-shirt that fits me here. I had to get a 2XL, but we have them. We have up to 4XL. This shirt pops.
Sharp.
And this shirt,
nothing,
sharp.
Nothing but, you know, I gave my sister explicit instructions about washing those shirts. I said, it's not to put them in no washer and dryer. She has to hand wash them.
That went over well.
And then hang them up.
Yeah, this shirt is, this is no joke. This logo
is so proud to
nice.
Have that.
That, among other things, are over at the Power Mall, of course, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. OxyLift, OxySulfur from Mr. Oxygen. If you're not getting the sulfur's not in the soil anymore, so it's not in your food hardly. So you have to have sulfur for cleansing, for the different, your skin, what's a different word? The different, I can't even think of the word. The activations of your body, different procedures of your body, protocols of your body, how your body operates. You have to have sulfur.
That's right.
So if you're not going to get it from the OxySulfur, where are you going to get it? I mean, that's a question you need to ask for a lot of these things.
Sulfur's hard to find in the food these days.
The Power Silver, of course, the Power Silver is absolutely useless. Don't ever buy it. it will never do anything. The FDA, it's only water. That's it. Mm-hmm. But I put it under my tongue just about every day.
Yeah, and in my eyes every day, too. I put one drop in every eye and a couple underneath my tongue.
We're going to have the guy, Dennis, who helped us put that all together and white label that.
And we'll let him take the heat.
He helped us formulate this and then be able to bring it to you. And it's truly unique, truly incredible product.
And you only need a little smidgen of it. That's the greatest part about it.
Yeah. The Victory for State Sovereignty by Sheriff Mack. It's the little pamphlets about his lawsuit in 1995. And you'll see Scalia saying, the sheriff is the Clio.
Yeah.
In the majority opinion, Scalia says the sheriff is the Clio. Mm-hmm. The sheriff was in a position, Sheriff Mack was put in a position of honoring his oath or honoring his order.
That's right.
And so his first duty is to his oath, to the Constitution.
That is correct.
This is incredible decision.
Yep.
It's an incredible little booklet, and everybody should have one and be generous with it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And a pocket constitutions, of course. Smooth oregano, cold storms are 10% off this week. The astaxanthin essential digestive from Good Health Naturally. All those products, vitamin E, Hyzorb Q10, curcumin, just fantastic. Sera enzymes, the Sera peptase, vitamin D3, lithium balance, alpha lipoic acid R, the health point kit. I use mine almost every show. I use my health point kit. I love this health point. It's easy. It's like needleless acupuncture. Okay, sorry, we had a little technical difficulty there.
We're back.
President Trump said over the weekend the Department of Education is examining the use of the New York Times Magazine's 1619 Project in schools and warned the institutions that teach this alternative narrative of American history could lose federal funding. Great. How in the world are you going to let them rewrite history that way? That's the one of the big things I had such a problem with, that video from the ACLU guy, The Truth About Confederacy.
Yeah, they write down anything they want.
Right. They come up and then he lectures you and then he puts dog whistle moral signals and try to lecture you. And it's a lie. It's a lie.
Yep.
It is full of lies.
Yes.
The whole thing. We're going to go over it another time. Why do I keep talking about it? Because this is why. This is, if you're sitting there and you're from the North or whatever, you don't care about the Civil War, you think it's a bunch of rednecks, you think the War of Northern Aggression is a wrong statement. Well, one, I think you don't know history. It was the War of Northern Aggression.
Sure was.
And two, is because it's keep getting framed and keep getting put and shoved down your throat and manipulated to shape our culture and to change our culture. Mm-hmm. That's why I keep talking about it. Over and over again, because they keep talking about it over and over again. The Pulitzer Center released a school curriculum based on the project, and Trump responded to a tweet stating that California would be using it. Department of Education is looking at this. Do you believe California is now going to teach children that America started in 1619 when black slaves, not even slaves, because there were slaves before then, but black slaves.
Yeah.
So how you talk about presumptuous. I mean, is that the height of presumption? Is it going to be about, no, only black slaves?
Yeah.
Right. Not slavery, but black slaves. Yeah, right. Because there were a lot of slaves there before 1619.
Oh boy, were there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how ridiculous this is. Trump said, if so, they will not be funded. Trump's tweet echoes the sentiment of a bill Senator Tom Cotton introduced in July. The bill proposed denying funds to any school that uses the 1619 project in its curriculum. Ridiculous. But this describes a lot of what we're looking at here in the United States of America these days.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a color revolution. This is a change of...
Yeah, that's all it is. That's absolutely all it is. 1946, 1947.
You're talking about in China.
In China,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
United Nations complains, talk about heteronormativity, the Black Lives Matter, and patriarchy, destroying the patriarchal society. Well, the Bible's patriarchal, your Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest problem with children in America, if you're going to say, what is the biggest problem with America? You know, if you're going to have an esoteric discussion about religion, whatever, okay, you can do that. The biggest problem, if you're going to point to something that you can really put your finger on, is no fathers in the home.
Yeah.
Fatherless
and
homes.
And second, going to school.
And then right there, institution, government school.
And you could switch those two out with not too much problem.
United Nations complains about a male-dominated world, millennia of patriarchy. The United Nations has provoked another backlash after posting a tweet bemoaning how COVID-19 has demonstrated how the millennia of patriarchy and male-dominated culture is damaging everyone. How in the hell did COVID-19 demonstrate that patriarchy, a millennia of patriarchy, is hurting everyone? Can somebody please explain that to me? How a millennia of patriarchy, kings, fathers, heavenly father, head of the household, has destroyed our culture?
I think it has built it up over the years to the greatest country in the world until we've let all these nitwits start running it.
Here's the quote. The COVID-19 pandemic, this is their quote.
I'm listening.
The COVID-19 pandemic is demonstrating what we all know. What we all know.
That is not real. That is fake. You got a better chance of getting hit by lightning. Is everybody out there afraid of lightning? Anybody? Raise their hand. Are you afraid of lightning?
Well, I wouldn't be on the beach in a lightning storm holding a lightning rod. I wouldn't do that.
No, but I'd be on the beach with a lightning storm, not even worried about it.
The COVID-19... Oh, the other thing I was going to say about this, that what we all know. This sounds in the same tone of that guy doing the ACLU video. This is kind of the same tone. Yeah. It's kind of just the same tone.
They went to the same school.
Well, they did. They know what they're doing. They have a technique how they do this. The COVID-19 pandemic is demonstrating what we all know. Millennia of patriarchy. Now I'm going to get down off this. This is so important, ladies and gentlemen. This is one of the ways they attack you. This is one of the ways they manipulate you and brainwash you. Oh, we all know that Tommy down the street is an idiot.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that Tommy down the street is a moron. Mm-hmm. Don't go over Tommy's.
And his wife is a double moron.
Right. You see, as you read it, you're thinking, oh, everybody. So then if I don't know it, I don't know everything everybody knows.
That's right.
And you're sitting there thinking,
I better join the group.
Yeah, right. And you're sitting there thinking, oh, that's stupid. No, that's exactly how people think, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. They've done the studies. What? Do you think it's an accident they put this in print? Do you think they made a statement like this in print and didn't know exactly how and why and everything about it?
Yes.
We all know. Okay, what do we all know, United Nations? Millennia of patriarchy have resulted in a male-dominated world with a male-dominated culture which damages everyone, women, men, girls, and boys, tweeted the organization. That's interesting that they put women and girls first. Yeah. Not that I care, but I promise you, every little detail of this little thing and how they do it and how they say it to you, they have thought this through, and there's technique to it.
Well, women's live is one of the worst things that ever happened to America.
You just asked Aaron Russo, his discussion with Rockefeller.
Yeah.
Nelson. No. I think it was Nelson. Yeah, it was one of the fourth or fifth or whatever.
She was CIA.
Nelson? No, Gloria Steinem was.
Yeah.
He said, why do we do this? Well, we can put everybody to work, then we can tax everybody. Mm-hmm. Before, we couldn't tax women because women weren't working.
That's
so
right.
Now we can tax women.
Mm-hmm.
And then think about...
Devalue the money so much that two people have to work.
Have to work. And so then they force it. So first they had to get them working. Mm-hmm. And then, well, we can't devalue the currency until we get both of them working.
That's right.
So then they got both of them working. Now we can devalue the currency, so they have to work.
Both of them are working. What do they got to do with the kids? They can't take care of them. They can't show them what to do. They can't be mother and father to them. So the state has to take over.
This is such a big story. I don't know.
It's sickening.
This is such a big story, ladies and gentlemen. The tweet links to how coronavirus has caused, quote, deepening existing inequalities, including gender inequality. What in the hell are you talking about? What in the name of all that's goodness world are they talking about?
I don't know. They must be in Oz or somewhere.
COVID-19, man-made.
I see.
Man-made, COVID-19, man-made, the man-made virus that they released and all the procedures that they told on us, Sweden didn't do them, has deepened the existing inequalities, including gender inequality.
That's a stretch.
I'm trying to wrap my brain around
Me
that.
Me too. I'm telling you.
Quite how men, quote-unquote, as a gender are responsible for COVID-19 is anyone's guess. Great question. Great comment. How the men are... I guess the men invented. I think there were women in the laboratory
too.
The virus disproportionately kills men over women. Respondents to the tweet expressed their opposition to the claims. Men created the society worth living in. We live in the lap of luxury thanks to men. No, it's thanks to men. That's not even true either.
Yeah,
it's thanks to men and women.
And women, absolutely.
I've said this several times. I guess I'll say it again now. If you get rid of gender, the reason they want to get rid of gender, this is a satanic takeover of the creation of God. God has created men and women, male and female, represent conscious and subconscious in creation and how they come together and they create. That is symbolic of a much greater creation of our, the prime creator of our Heavenly Father. This is essential to, I'm not going to continue to go into detail, male and female both work towards this part of to further society and further our objectives. Males have a certain role, not exclusive, but a certain role that it's better performed by male and it works better for the whole. What's the unit of culture? It's the family. So it works better that way. And women have a role and that works better. Obviously, men aren't having babies. Women are. If you want to talk about, what do you mean roles? Okay. Women have babies and men don't. Okay. That's a role. The role of a woman is to have a baby. Men's role is not to have a baby. Those are two separate roles. If you want to argue with that, then I don't know what to tell you. Go listen to something else. There are two separate roles in the continuation of our species that occurs. Men do not have babies. Women do have babies. Mm-hmm. So there obviously are different roles.
And men are the protectors and the money earners, usually, in the family.
Well, that's not even true anymore because it's been
anymore.
So twisted.
Yeah, right.
A lot of males, they can't even.
50 years ago, you know, in the 50s.
That's, I'm not even going to go there. People want to argue about roles. I get so sick of hearing. Men and women have different roles.
They do.
And is, well, no, well, you're a misogynist. You're a bigot. You're a whatever. Okay. I don't give a damn what you call me all of them. Women have babies and men don't, right? Is that true? Is that true? Mr. ACLU, is that true? Mr. UN, is that true? Okay, then they have different roles.
That's right. We're supposed to protect them.
And who created those roles? Who signified and delineated those different roles? Who did? God.
Simple.
Okay.
And who didn't know that?
American Airlines slammed for advocating employees wear BLM pins. So American Airlines is fine with you wearing a BLM pin, which is trying to destroy patriarchy, trying to destroy heteronormativity, which God created, heteronormativity, the foundation of our society. The foundation of our society is men and women having children and perpetuating the species. That is the foundation of our culture. That is the foundation of our society. That is the foundation of our future. Anybody who says different is stupid.
Who didn't know that?
Period. End of story. Exclamation point.
Let's go home.
Yeah. That is the basis of it all. Because there is no future if there's no people.
Bingo.
Australia, right? Police drag journalist to the ground, arrest him for covering anti-lockdown protest. Wow. A journalist was there taking pictures of the protest and how the police were acting. And the police chief says he doesn't need to be here, arrest him. He said, I'm press. I got my press pass and the thing. They dragged him down and beat him and took him to jail. Welcome to
over and over and over and over and over again.
Well, welcome to Beijing. I mean, Australia.
Yeah.
Joe Biden admits own national mask mandate proposal is unconstitutional. Good old Uncle Joe is changing his tune.
Well, I heard that's his double.
Joe Biden admitted that his own proposed national mask mandate is unconstitutional. The reason he's changing and on the riots and stuff because he knows he's getting killed. These riots are
killing the Democrats.
I talked to somebody I haven't talked to in a while, a friend of mine, conservative person politically, but not. I've never seen him, and we've had political discussion. I've never seen this person aggressive. Talked to him yesterday. I thought he was going to take a Valium. He started talking to me. He is so mad about what's going on.
Well, he should be.
He is so mad about these people burning down these cities and the Democrats not doing anything in these cities. It's, mm-hmm. He is so mad. And then I talked to my aunt. My aunt asked me a question. Do you know why people are waking up? What one thing is happening that's waking people up, that's getting them to turn against kind of this whole thing? And I thought about it for a second. Well, not the COVID. No, not the COVID thing. I said the riots. She said bingo, the riots.
And that's what they want. They want to destroy the city so the rich can come in and buy it up at 10 cents on the dollar.
Sweden, close to victory over coronavirus, never had a lockdown or a mask mandate.
Control.
Sweden has gone to the control group. That was the most profound thing I've heard a guest say in about a month.
That was brilliant.
That just clicked in my head.
Clicked in my mind because you're going, why aren't they shutting them down? They shut everybody else in the whole world down. Why aren't they shutting them down? I could never figure that out. Not that I really wanted to figure it out.
Right,
but
right.
You know, but when he said they're the control group, I said, bingo, a light went off in the
top. The whole thing is an experiment. The scope of the whole daggone thing
is an experiment. Yeah.
Sweden has gone from being the country with the most infections in Europe to the safest one. As the rest of Europe and the world remains under the grip of draconian rules and the threat of new lockdowns, Sweden, which allowed its citizens to remain free throughout the entire pandemic, has pretty much declared victory over the coronavirus. There's a lot of quotes about this. What we see now is that the sustainable policy might be slower in getting results, but it will get results eventually. Talking about their policy. Mm-hmm. And they were ridiculed like crazy.
Oh, they were. They were.
So and now hardly anybody's dying and hardly anybody has virus, and they never shut down. The businesses never closed.
Never closed.
And they didn't have any of these type problems.
So what are they going to have to do? Go over there and blow up the country for being...
I think my dollar might be safe here if you believe this report from SGT report. This is the headlines.
Okay.
No more indictments from Durham or Barr even after the election. Klein Smith will be the only one. That's the headline from SGT report.
I don't believe it.
I think my dollar's coming my way.
Your dollar's coming my way. I'd be glad to pay you. Glad.
No, I'm not. I wish I was going to pay you the dollar.
Yeah.
I want to pay you that dollar.
We had that guy on last week said there's a whole bunch of.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't. You know,
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it till I see it.
I don't believe it.
And supposedly he heard it from one of Trump's.
I don't believe it till I see it.
That's me too. Me too.
My uncle says that there's going to be a lot of indictments, a lot of arrests of people about the FISA, you know, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I said, people I know? Yes, people I know. Not some lawyer who I've never heard of, but somebody I know. Page, Strzok, Mueller, Comey, somebody like that. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton, somebody. Mm-hmm. Obama. I'll give him $5 if Obama gets arrested. So anyway, we made a bet. I say nobody of any ilk that I know,
right.
Anybody I know is going to get arrested. He says that they are. So we have a little friendly dollar bet.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's what that is. So my dollar looks a little safer now.
Yeah, but
I'm counting.
Who wrote that?
I'm counting.
I think you wrote that.
I'm counting that dollar. I'm gonna spend it all in one place too. Governor Newsom now claims rolling blackout. Newsom of California.
Yeah, this is exactly what they want. They want to come in there, take over, and then cut off the electricity so you can get used to it.
Claims rolling blackouts are to show support for Black Lives Matter. So now I thought it was about that there was a fire or there was a problem. In a powerful statement to support the BLM movement, Governor Gavin Newsom has ordered rolling blackouts across the state. The beautiful, powerful message will turn the entire state black, a political statement that can be seen from space. While many thought the blackouts were due to poor planning and unrealistic green energy requirements, Newsom clarified that he ordered the blackouts as a powerful display supporting BLM. Quote, some people post black squares on their Instagram accounts. We're taking it a step further and turning the whole state completely black. If you don't turn off power to your citizens on the hottest day of the year, do you really care about social justice?
Is Carlos Zapata, is he from California? Where's he from?
Who?
Carlos Zapata.
The guy went to the town hall?
California. Right?
Liberals and hawks accuse Trump of attack on military after he says Pentagon chief fights wars to keep arms dealers healthy. Oh my gosh, Trump said that. He says Pentagon chiefs fight wars to keep arms dealers healthy. And then it goes into back and forth, well, Trump's against the military-industrial complex, not the military. Two separate things.
Right.
This reminds me, is there a story? Oh, yeah, I have to do this story. We're not going to have time on this, but the soldier back when Ron Paul was running for president, 2008, on national TV says, we all know that the wars are just for KBR and Halliburton.
Yeah,
my jaw about hit the floor.
Yeah, and he said, we don't care. We like to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't care.
Federal judge, quote, there is no pandemic exception to the Constitution. Then why are Americans going along with it? A law repugnant to the Constitution is void, and courts as well as other departments are bound by that instrument. Chief Justice John Marshall. There's another, not Daniel Brinkman, not Uncle Kevin, not the Power Hour. John Marshall is now saying that. Where is it that those who represent the people in this country receive delegated authority to implement that which is unconstitutional? Where is that? It's not. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land, Article 6, Section 2. They have reversed their roles in taking on the position of being the employer rather than the employee. John 15:20. I don't know what John... Where's my Bible? I keep my Bible around here somewhere. Well,
we give them limited delegate authority to work in the public.
You keep talking. I'm going to look
this up. In exchange, they give us their oath to uphold our God-given rights. And if they don't uphold our God-given rights, it's simple. It's very simple. They can't work in the public. It's simple.
Okay, here's John 15:20. A pastor, right, America's pastor.
He probably
knew it by heart.
Yeah, he does.
Remember the word that I said unto you, that the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they'll persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they'll keep yours also. So what they're saying is the servant here is these politicians.
They are to serve our rights,
the Declaration of Independence. Yeah. We hold these truths to be self-evident.
And if they don't,
government's only sole purpose is to protect these rights.
And if they don't uphold our rights, they can't work in the public. It's simple. It's simple.
There's a federal judge. Well, they've made it cloudy because we're ignorant.
Right.
We're not standing up.
We don't know our rights.
Right. We don't even know the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, that's why they can push us any which way they want.
Pharmaceutical company filed for patent application 9 months before emergence of COVID-19. Another. This goes with the tests. This is this Monero? I think it's a story about Monero, which is Moderna. Sorry,
Moderna, yeah.
Which is funded. Gates is pumping the big money in there. Mm-hmm. They're filing for patents before it's even discovered. They're sending tests before it's. Listen to the interview with John Singleton, and he talks about some specific things and specific role playing that they were doing at the UN Bill Gates Foundation. Just listen to it and watch it. Pandemic 2, Plandemic 2, it has little snippets of it. Your jaw will hit the floor when you'll see the...
Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.